Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Yeah, it's always a great day to get together with friends and surround ourselves with music and musings on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. We meet together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? I know. It's another woeful week in the rear view. We'll talk about it. We'll take it all on, the cultural cacophony that is. We'll talk about our serious gun epidemic in this country of mass shootings, and what the heck is the Congress going to do about it? Are they finally going to take some steep measures? You have any hope on that? And what about the January 6th committee? Their first live hearing in prime time coming up this week, Thursday, June 9th. So set your calendar or set your DVR. And let's hope it blows the roof off things, as Jimmy Raskin tells us. The backlash of the Depp Heard verdict, and we'll talk about creativity. And, of course, we'll surround ourselves with great music. Your Forgotten 45s are in the mix. As are you. Are you listening live? It is Saturday, June 4th. It's 11 a.m. out west, 1 p.m. central, and 2 o'clock here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Hey, we've got the Facebook page and the pop in the chat box for those taking along for the live ride, and Twitter is 24/7 at AB Writes, all being held by the talented Ever-Ready TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Audiophile, music, books, podcast. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. Also by Duncan. The universe runs on Duncan. And PopNet, it's arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7. You know they feature select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust roundtables. So we're dipping back into the archives for a song that came out, I think, mid-90s, and it kind of resonates today in a very, very big way. We're opening things up with Cheryl Wheeler. I think you've heard this one before. Weigh in on anything, everything on your mind. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, and I'm so happy to have you aboard.
to be a peaceful place. Decent folks, hard-working ways. Now they hide behind locked doors, afraid to speak their minds. I think we need a gunslinger, somebody tough to tame this town. I think we need a gunslinger. There'll be justice all around. Someone let the fences go while that bunch moved in, you know. Shooting up the street, shouting everybody down. The dogs all running loose. Wrecked the paper, closed the school. Tired old judge got roughed up too. No one left to make a stand. They whisper, what's the use? I think we need a gunslinger, somebody tough to tame this town. I think we need a gunslinger. There'll be justice all around. We need a gunslinger, somebody tough to tame this town. Think we need a gunslinger. There'll be justice all around. I think we need a gunslinger, somebody tough to tame this town. I think we need a gunslinger. There'll be justice all around.
Head has a car and boat trailer, and there's a shopping trailer for his wife.
3, 2, 1. I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me.
But you lie, 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 lied. Hollywood
Beth Leiter on Amy Beth Arcuri Show. They used to have the Dixie in front of their name. Now they just call themselves the Chicks. And Gunslinger from John Fogerty, celebrating 77 Rock and Roll Camels on his cake earlier this week. Cheryl Wheeler, mid-90s, I guess it was, or early 2000s, if it were up to me, I'd take away the guns. Post-Columbine, you think things would have changed? It's only gotten worse. Proliferation of assault weapons. We had so far this year, 2022, over 230, I think, mass shootings, and that's the CDC characterizes that as four or more killed, not counting the shooter. Tragic. And this doesn't take into account the thousands of people who've already been killed with handguns on the streets of every city and town in this country. I mean, they knock them off one or two at a time. They don't count. They do count. It's horrible. We have a very serious crime problem in this country and a proliferation of guns. And we have one party that doesn't want to address it, wants to talk about video games, mental health, and shoring up schools and hardening schools with better safety. And ignoring the elephant or the gun in the room. It is really scary that the Republicans turn their back because they're in the pocket of the NRA. What has this country come to? Impassioned words earlier this week from Joseph Biden, our president. I'm so grateful he is our president right now, and he offered those words. But now it's up to the Congress. And frankly, the Senate is a broken institution, that's for sure. But will there be enough public pressure to get something done? I mean, look at the state-by-state basis. New York, where I am, before they ended their legislative session, they did shore up some laws. After the Buffalo Massacre, we already had a red flag law apparently on the books, but most folks didn't know about it. They've shorn that up. I think they're tightening background checks. I know they raised the age, the AR-15 assault weapons, being able to buy them from 18 to 21. I wish they would ban the whole darn thing, frankly, but we got to get incremental measures. Let's work on it. Let's do that. But it's state by state, it's a problem. Because you cross lines. I was just redistributing my conversation with Jonathan Hennessy. We did a show back in 2020. He's a filmmaker who made a film called You Don't Understand the Second Amendment. And one of his contentions is really clearly people don't understand the whole well-regulated militia thing. We really can talk about that all day. But the idea of going state by state to shore these things up makes a lot of sense on the one hand. On the other hand, the problem with that is we cross borders. And you can take a state that, like New York, can shore it up, but people can bring illegal guns in from other states. Illinois has a really tough gun laws, but there's a lot of problems in Chicago because there's infiltration of weaponry that comes into that city on a daily basis. And that's just scary and just plain and a problem. And the fact the Republicans can turn their back on it, and all have done it all these years. It's 10 years since Sandy Hook. And God bless Chris Murphy from Connecticut, who was a congressperson, a representative of Newtown back when that happened, is now the senator of that state. He still is trying, with cautious optimism, to make some incremental steps. And we have to do it incrementally. We have to do what we can. Come to the table from where you're at. And on our side of the aisle, those of us who are anti-gun, don't own guns, never have to understand the gun culture. The fact is this country is inundated with guns. We have over 400 million guns, and we have over 300 million people. Not every single person owns a gun, and some of them own more than one or two or three, and a lot of ammunition, which I don't understand how you can get unlimited ammunition. You go back to the Aurora, Colorado movie theater shooter. That guy was ordering ammunition off the Internet. Nobody questioned that? I never understood that, whereas if you want to get a box of Sudafed or two, you got to go to the pharmacy counter and show your driver's license and sign in, which is fine, but why don't you have to do that with ammunition and guns? But we also have to go as incremental as we have to and do the best we can and give people grace and space. They had the NRA convention last week in Texas, right on the heels of the Uvalde massacre, and people were criticizing those who would show, including the twice impeached, disgraced former Oval Office occupant, Senator Ted Cruz, and others. Greg Abbott, the governor, was supposed to attend, did not show up in person but did deliver a video address. But some people canceled. And some of the performers who were set to perform at some concert there, including Don McLean and Larry Gallen, canceled. And somebody on social media said, F them, before they found out about the cancellation. When I said, well, they canceled, the guy said, well, F them anyway because they shouldn't have agreed to do it to begin with. And I agree with that. But the attitude of F them anyway when people are showing grace and coming to the right conclusion and saying this is insensitive and I don't want to do it, it's wrong. Whenever you come to it, you come to it. You know, it's the old Maya Angelou quote, you do the best you can, and when you know better, you do better. We have to give people the space to do better and understand better. So we have to be, on our side of the aisle, we have to be a little more gracious. That's my point. And hope that people come to it. But it's a very scary place we're in. It's very daunting when kids, more children, I didn't realize this until they were talking about the stats this week, more kids are killed in schools in this country at this point than police are killed on the street during their job. That's an outrageous statistic. That should not be happening in this country. We should not accept that. I don't care what your political affiliation is. It's outrageous. And frankly, if you go by polling, most people who are Republicans, most people who are gun owners would like to see safer laws. They would. So what the heck? Why are the politicians not going along with that? What's your take? Twitter, AP Right, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. Anybody on this, I'd love to hear from you. Some people putting out some tributes to those who were killed in the Tulsa massacre, which happened last week. It's just sad. Here somebody posted a statistic. Chris says, of all children aged 0 to 14 killed by guns in developed country, 87% are U.S. children. If that doesn't knock your socks off, if you're a parent or otherwise, anybody, you don't have to be a parent, but especially parents. I got into a conversation with a woman who I used to go to high school with who was, she's got a bunch of kids. She just became a first-time grandmother, and I was like, wow, you know, congratulations. But she's towing a little bit, not a hard MAGA line, but pretty much the gun owner line that it's about school safety and they should have more safe, you know, secure the schools, not worried about the people who are barging in. I mean, that's just, to me, I don't understand it. You got a lot at stake if you're a parent and a grandparent in this situation, I would think. But it's horrible. It's just horrible. So if anybody else on this, I don't know if this doesn't do it. Sandy Hook didn't do it. I don't think Vivaldi's going to do it. But gun safety now, we have to try it. So says Leslie, agreed with that. You have blood on your hands to the police chief, the mayor, and, of course, Governor Abbott. So says LB. And anybody else with the NRA, she also adds. And Dr. Garpuli, who is honoring those in the Tulsa massacre, said RIP to Dr. Stephanie Houston, a sports medicine physician who was shot to death by a disgruntled patient in Tulsa. May your memory be a blessing to all. God bless indeed. What a horror show. There was 4 people killed, 2 doctors, a patient, I believe, and a receptionist in that one. I mean, it's just an outrageous, outrageous thing. And the man bought, the disgruntled patient bought the gun that day and went in. And again, I don't understand how people are just getting these guns. It boggles my mind. It does boggle my mind. It's a different kind of culture that I don't quite get, but it really is. Jiminy says, extremists in the GOP will pray for your kids, but they won't protect them. And they're all about pro-life before they're born, but not when they're finally here. You know, that's what I always say. It's before birth and after death is the pro-life line. It is very unfortunate and very sad and very scary and daunting. But we'll see what happens, if anything might happen indeed. We have somebody on the line here. Hey, welcome to the show. Would you like to say something?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call. Yes, I definitely like to say something about this.
Go ahead.
I'm a retired police officer. I worked in Cook County in Chicago for the better part of 23 years. I was on the streets. I was on the highways. I made many, many arrests of gun offenders. And I'm telling you right now, in almost every single instance, not one of the people I arrested in charge with a violation of either Illinois or request the state's attorney to make a request for a violation of federal gun law was legally entitled to have the gun in the first place. I believe maybe 3 of the arrests I had for gun possession involved people who are lawful possessors of firearms in the first place. Every single one of the criminals simply regarded existing law that prohibited them from owning firearms because they were mainly already convicted and recidivist felons.
What
really irritates me about this discussion, more than almost anything else, is when its leading champion today, that creature in the White House named Joe Biden, literally lies about matters of fact and history and the Constitution. And he does it over and over again and is rarely challenged about it by the fact-checking press. I mean, he literally lies when he says that it was not legal for people to buy cannon when the Second Amendment was written. That's a flat-out lie, easily disprovable by any number of historical references, and by the fact that the Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution authorizes Congress to issue letters of mark and reprisal to which they issue to privateers who own their private vessels, and they use their cannon, which they privately purchase, to go out and raid enemy vessels on the high seas.
But you have to.
He says this over and over again, and no one says anything to challenge him. It's irritating to me. I don't believe we're having a good faith discussion about this.
Well, I hear you, and I'd like to have my part of it is.
He said the assault weapons ban was efficacious in stopping school shootings, massacres, and homicides in general. That is a lie. It's proven by the General Accounting Office and the Congressional Research Service.
Hey, thank you so much for your call, sir, and thank you for your service. But I don't think your facts are all straight there, but I appreciate it. Thank you. Take care, sir. Have a good day. Yeah, no, I'm not so sure about that. We'll have to check that. We'll have to fact check that issue on the canon issue. But as far as the assault weapon ban, it's very true that the number of shootings went down dramatically when that was in effect, and they've gone up astronomically since then. So you can't dispute those facts. I'm sorry, sir, you just can't do it. But I do appreciate your service. I appreciate that you were a police officer for a long time, and some of those folks who are heroes, most of them are good, most of them are doing a good job, valiant effort, are there to protect us. Some are not. And certainly in Uvalde, they let us down. They let the kids down there. But more investigation needs to be made, too, before we jump to all kinds of conclusions. I do agree with that as well. Your tag, Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Love it when you call in, because not so many people do, so I appreciate that, sir. It's the old-fashioned way of doing the radio. We're so used to social media these days. Anything, everything in your mind, by all means, weigh in. Hey, by the way, January 6th, they're going to blow the roof off, so says Jamie Raskins. Their first televised hearing is coming up on January 9th. June 9th, I'm sorry, coming up next Thursday. So get ready for that. And if you're watching Gaslit, you know a little bit of the correlation between Watergate and what we're doing now. Watergate seemed quaint compared to that, right? Here's Bowie and Young Americans on the Amy Beth Arquish Show. Thanks for taking along.
But pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. He's brown. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed her then and there. She took his ring, took his baby. It took him in, it took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken anything.
All night.
Sing with the
young American.
Stay alive when you're 25, and when it's getting close.
the Papas on the Amy Beth Arcui Show and California Dreamin'. Mama Michelle celebrating her 78th birthday, winking and nod, going out to Johnny Fever's Hangover, and Clara for reminding me. She was a surviving member of that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame group, a classic indeed. Long may she run. And we also, speaking of birthdays, Ian Hunter, the voice behind Martha Hoople's All the Young Dudes, celebrated his 83rd birthday yesterday, proving that all the young dudes, if they're lucky, get to get older too. Song, by the way, written by David Bowie, who brought us Young Americans. A great line in there, do you remember your President Nixon? And the whole Watergate scandal seems quaint by comparison to what we're going through today with January 6th. Don't you agree? Scary stuff indeed. And speaking of Watergate, some interesting things are popping up, maybe not coincidentally, because we're comparing what happened on January 6th to the whole Watergate scandal and the hearings coming up next week. But John Dean has a special on CNN about Watergate this Sunday, I think it is. And Gaslit, which is now on Stars, if you don't get that network, be on the lookout on download, DVD, demand, however you get your stuff, because it's a fascinating series. I think it's an 8-parter. There are two or three more to go, I think. Takes on Watergate with different vantage points. You have John Dean and his wife, Maureen. You have Julia Roberts and Sean Penn as Martha and John Mitchell. Wow, great role. And Frank Wills, the security guard that uncovered the break-in, got his star turn last week. They kind of talked about his trials and tribulations about it. So some fascinating, in-depth kind of stuff going on in that series. Really worth the watch, I think. Anyway, anything, everything on your mind, by all means, weigh in. Twitter, AV Rights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, prominent chat box. A few folks chiming in about our previous caller. And by the way, I love it when people call, whether I agree with them or not, because very few people do. My old terrestrial radio days, that was all we did, would take calls, but now we have social media, and that's where most people chime in. But anyway, Clive says, as usual, AB, you handle the crackpots with a plum. The guy is wrong, though, about his constitutional understanding, because what about the Second Amendment? The thing that people always forget is that self-regulated or well-regulated militia clause. Yeah, that's what I always say. If you read the Second Amendment, it says a well-regulated militia. Well-regulated means there are some laws behind it, which doesn't mean anybody has an open season to get even the canon that this guy was talking about, where you say, well, if you get certain letters from Congress, well, that's what I'm talking about. That's the well-regulated part. You have to have permission, just like you have to have licenses and that kind of thing. Where do we get off the track with this, is my point. I say turn the assault weapons, your assault rifle, and you get yourself a musket, because it takes a lot longer to load that thing, and what kind of damage can that do, if you think about it. So, but we'll see some tactics. Rudy says that guy's off the chain, but you're very kind to tell him thank you for his service. Hey, listen, I do thank him for his service. If he's legitimate and presenting himself correctly, that he was a police officer, I do respect it. Most of the police officers are doing the right thing for the right reasons. Not all, but I'm assuming he did. But people can have misrepresentation and misunderstandings of the laws, but I don't like to criticize people in a sense of slamming them and thinking they're making them wrong if they got wrong information. And I'm not sure about everything about the canons, but what he said was they have to have special letters, which to me is part of the well-regulated part. People keep forgetting about the well-regulated militia part. That is something which I think we have to continue to understand and put that on. Opine says, has anybody noticed that the Republicans immediately defended the police that didn't go into Uvalde school shooting, but they won't defend the Capitol Police that held the line to protect them on January 6th? It's all about political convenience, I think. I think you're right. And to me, that's a shame, regardless of where you are. And I say this, I will say this if Democrats do it too. You can't be politically convenient. It has to be what is right. So vote for what is right, and the politics will take care of themselves. And maybe you won't get reelected, so be it. I'm sick of these people just worrying about protecting their job. It makes no sense. It really doesn't. What do we have here? Aurora, help me out here with the feed. Texas Girl says, just finished block walking for Beto for governor and had some great conversations with my fellow Texans. Please go to BetoO'Rourke.com to find an event or a block walk near you. Thank you, Texas Girl, for going out and doing the hard work here. I say to people in Texas, you want change, you're outraged, you're distraught, you're distressed, throw those people out. Vote out Abbott. He's not a friend of kids with the laws on those books. I'm sorry. Now, I understand what our caller said earlier about how I arrested people, only a couple of people. The laws were already on the books, and they violated it because criminals, that's the argument they always use. Criminals will always find a way to get guns. The less guns we have, the better, not the more guns we have. You know, they talk about a bad guy. The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Well, they had 19 good guys with guns outside of Uvalde school, and nothing happened. Those poor kids and their teachers were killed. I'm sorry. Those are the facts. Sounds bad. Sounds scary, but those are the facts. Twitter, AB Ride, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Potnet chat box. Hobbit Girl says, please share this. Gun safety now, it's afraid to go to school. I'm afraid to go to school as a teacher and really feel sorry for the kids, too. It's just not good. Very scary. Very scary indeed. And she put a link to an ad, a series of ads, like a loop of ads for all these people running for various offices who are showing guns, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who, goodness knows, did we talk about this last time? She won her primary, for goodness sakes. They can't find a better option? Now, good news on that front, somebody warned me, told me this week, they redistricted her district, and she may have more Democrats in there now, so maybe Marcus Flowers, who's her Democratic opponent, I thought he had no chance. Maybe he does. But she won her primary, and there were three or four other opponents. I don't understand what is wrong with those people. It's nuts, but really scary stuff. And this is very powerful, but you have to see it, a visual, which I have seen, these people running for various offices as from governor to Congress who are Republicans who show themselves with guns. They're all up there with celebrating guns and the Second Amendment. Ban abortion. We care about kids before they're born, but after they're born, well, don't worry about it. I don't understand that. Makes no sense to me. Twitter, AB Ride, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box available as well. Hey, it was back on this date, June 9th, 1984. How old do you feel now? Bruce Springsteen's album, Born in the USA, was released. Love this one. Thanks for a reminder on that, too, Patrick. No Surrender. Hold your views and persuade people to your side of the aisle, you know what I mean?
Never. If ever you've got rain in your heart, someone has hurt you and torn you apart. Am I unwise to open up your eyes to love me and let it be like they said it could be? Me loving you, girl, and you loving me. Am I unwise to open up your eyes to love me? No one to hold. Am I unwise to open up your eyes?
Version of Run to Me, the Bee Gees classic from Barry Gibb and Brandi Carlile on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, that great album of new versions of the classic Bee Gees songs he released last year. Good stuff indeed. And Springsteen from Born in the USA, released back on this date, June 4th, 1984. How old does that make us all feel? And No Surrender, one of my favorites from that album. It is the Amy Beth Arkley Show, a lively one today. I love it when folks are chiming in and with so much passion, if you know what I mean. Twitter feed, a lot of folks commenting on Gaslit, great series. Mary says, hey, thanks for suggesting it. It is really one of the best series and most believable one about Watergate. I'm totally hooked. Thanks for recommending. You're very welcome. Indeed it is. I think it is. Janelle says, love that they tried to add depth to the story of the security guard who reported the Watergate break-in. Yeah, they did. The guy Patrick Walker, I think is the name of the actor, who played the forgotten hero Frank Wells, really gave it some depth, a really interesting highlight of last series. They kind of weave the different stories in all around, and it is worth it. I would say check it out. If you missed it and you want to start from the beginning, I think it's probably available on demand if you have Stars. But you can also find it, you know, nowadays everything is found downloadable and DVDs, if you still get those, Blu-ray, that kind of stuff. You'll find it. And Brad says, if you're watching it, no spoilers, but Martha Mitchell, John Mitchell just said Martha to the wolves, and she knows it. Yeah, they had an interesting cliffhanger. I don't want to give it away, but really intriguing indeed. Good stuff, and I am enjoying watching it too. Other folks chiming in. Reed says, your caller is an idiot. You handled it, but you were a little bit too nice, and maybe you need to be harsher. Well, maybe. I don't know. I try to be kind and compassionate to whomever, And I also don't like it when people are too acerbic and are just, you know, we play this sort of ambush broadcasting, which I never liked back in the day when I used to do more callers. That is the style that was developed by people like the late Rush Limbaugh of just, if you don't agree, hang up kind of thing. And I don't agree with that. I really don't, although I made my debut being hung up on by Bob Grant back in the day when I was like 10. But I think I've talked about that story before. Bob Grant, who was this craggy, he got national prominence too, but he was definitely in the New York market for a lot of years, was sort of this curmudgeon way before Limbaugh. And I don't think he was that political. I guess he was more conservative than liberal, but I don't think in those days it wasn't really about just politics. It was in general talk in the 70s and 80s and that kind of thing, before Limbaugh took off. And I remember thinking, I want to call. My sister pushed me into it. My grandfather used to listen to the show, and we were kids, but for some reason we got a kick out of it. And she egged me on to call, and I did call, and it took a long time to wait in line, you know, holding on hold to get in there. And I decided I want to be the youngest person he hangs up on, because I was the shtick that he hung up on everybody. Get off my line. So I came up with something, and I think because we thought he was kind of conservative, that he would think I was too liberal if I said, I think it's horrible. Something like, I think it's horrible that old people have to live on a fixed income. That was the comment. So I get on. I waited forever. They put me on. I said it. And he said, I agree, click. That was it. He didn't yell at me, which I felt so disappointed. I wanted to get yelled at. So I don't really like the idea of yelling at folks or scolding people. But I will disagree, and I did disagree with this guy. And you have to verify his information. But it truly, he doesn't have the right facts on his side when it comes to the Constitution, because the phrase, a well-regulated militia, negates what he was saying. Well, and or reinforces it, because he talked about these special papers people had to have from Congress to get the cannon. Well, okay, that's the well-regulated part. So not everybody can pick it up. And that's why right now we're at the point where everybody can pick up their cannon, pick up their assault rifle. I still say, turn them in, get a musket instead. It is the Ann Beth Arkowitz Show, and speaking of you-know-who and his efforts, and boy, oh boy, a lot of things are leaking out. That guy Navarro, who is his trade advisor, just arrested on contempt because he refused to show up to the January 6th committee. We'll see what happens with that. He was also on MSNBC the night before saying that if the GOP take over in the midterms, he will lead the charge to take down the clowns and kangaroos like Pelosi and Biden. So look for all this ugly stuff. So you got to vote blue no matter who come November in 2022. That's my take on it. But Trump is also under the gun, pun intended, not just from the January 6th committee, the DOJ, and also in Georgia for election fraud. And apparently Brad Ratzenberger, the Secretary of State, who thankfully won his primary to hold on to that gig down in Georgia. So good luck for the Georgians. Maybe they'll make the right decision and not vote for Herschel Walker and Brian Kemp for governor and senator and governor, respectively. But he's being investigated for election fraud. He testified for 5 hours before the grand jury. Ratzenberger did. So we'll see. So take that. Maybe Trump will finally have to take that midnight train to Georgia himself. Speaking of which, happy belated birthday to Gladys Knight, who celebrated her 78th birthday last week. On the Andrew Beth Arkowitz Show, this one's for you, Jeannie. Thanks for calling in.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of the world. The world he left behind. Not so long. but he still found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no, so he turned on his home at the even store, hold his old car, bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes he did, he said he would. Said he's going back to find,
ooh,
a simpler place and time.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. Right,
and I'm gonna be with him.
I know you will.
Oh, the midnight train to Georgia.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'd rather live in his world than live without him.
We're
We're always trying to reach the higher ground. Blind Boys of Alabama with the great Stevie Wonder hit on the Andy Biff Arkley Show. And Gladys Knight, Midnight Train to Georgia, as we honor her 78th birthday earlier this week. Indeed, a lot of folks who love you, Gladys, put it out on social media. A lot of people chiming in with their love for you, that's for sure. So love it when these, you know, aging icons still get their due, if you know what I mean. Any event, thank you so much for tagging along. Lively ride. You missed any, but want to hear it again, don't forget all the shows are archived for podcasts. Not a good time for dust to get into the pipes, if you know what I mean. Anyway, thanks to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, and we'll have, of course, keep us moving. And thank you for joining us. Right, say, play nice, dream day. Come back and see us on the Andy Darkley Show. Here's another one for Cheryl Wheeler. Don't forget the guns. Take care. I love y'all.
Now let's get the kids in back of the car. Take that vacation we've been waiting for. Drive across this country, leave our worries far behind. We'll hit